USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is horrific. It's suffocating just to be outside. And fog has mixed with the smoke. Visibility is down to 100 yards in some places. Many of my friends have set up donation centers to help thousands of people who lost their homes in the Alameda Fire. Oregon Governor Kate Brown on CBS's Face the Nation.
This week alone, we've burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right abutting our metropolitan areas. And southern Oregon has been devastated.
At least 33 people have perished in the fires along the West Coast. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump says he signed an executive order to lower drug prices. The order links U.S. drug prices to those of other nations, which he says will result in lower prices. He made the announcement while campaigning in Nevada, where he held a Latinos for Trump event in Las Vegas. The president telling the group that he's a better choice for Hispanics.
Joe Biden has spent 47 years betraying the Hispanic American community totally. Sending their jobs to China, raising taxes on their family and small businesses, making their communities less safe, attacking their values and trapping their children in failing government schools.
Tropical Storm Sally is hitting Florida. It's the 18th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center says the Florida Keys and South Florida is expecting heavy rain. The storm is heading toward the Gulf of Mexico and should become a hurricane by sometime late Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Florida has failed trying to change voting laws for convicted felons. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible. But the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A pair of big retailers are hoping to help with in-person voting this year. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Target and Old Navy are hoping to fill a national shortage of poll workers this election. The two retailers will pay their employees to volunteer their time on election day. It's on top of paid time off they've already been offered to go and vote. Other companies are doing the same, some giving the entire election day off to their workers. Several states say they could be forced to close some polling locations if there are not enough workers to staff them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.